So.
Please.
We came up with Shelley's Bicep or Shelley's Vart. It's a word that somebody brought up some part in
Those
the
are
Parsha.
was really bad.
Somebody brought up
Welcome
why Hasidim don't learn certain sugyas for Bachurim and
Syria.
why
El is
Syria.
serious. No, but it's serious.
I
El, you
said
feel
very
it. You feel
simple.
it in the
The
air.
guy said he knows this from somewhere else. He said for somebody who was learning this Bachurim
Small
at the Baruch
pins,
Hasidim now,
right?
spritz split. And everybody in the room like stopped and looked at him like he's out of office rocker and spritz split. He shrieked down. There's nothing to do. The Isha is a lacking terminology. He said when they do flesh, not a kadeva and a king. So they can't learn Pesach Mitzvah.
But you feel L there. You really it's intense. You saw my towels?
He was there for seven.
New
York says they clean it every 3 days.
What do I do?
I got to bring it. Here we go.
Welcome back for now.
Snoo, Ellie.
That they don't have any kind
of
No, virtually you have no charges.
You don't even know what to do.
You corrupt the kid from 3 years old already. He goes on your lap, it's over.
It's already heading south.
Wow.
I don't know, south, north, wherever it's heading.
Some people teach dollar face. People have a different set of face.
Anyway, welcome. You brought Tao? Oh, Neshade! I don't know. I heard there was Shivchi Kamayim in that house. You know what I mean? Because he got a car. And it was... Anyway, very nice.
Safe car parking in the middle of the street.
What did you buy?
No.
What'd you say?
He's the only guy now that's going to sit hiring a Charlie.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Let's go.
Oh.
I'm down and out. Nah, he's gone to work. I know, Rollin. If you get the accident, where would you go? If someone hits you, where would you go? Not to Charlie, right? Why not?
No, the mother would price it out for us.
Get back on the road. We've got to get back on the road right away.
His mother's going to end up dealing with Charlie, and he's going to regret everything.
Charlie, you're going to loot.
That's exactly
what Mel still has the chairs that I painted.
Using it as leverage. Now we know.
You know what happened? I started the gutter business. I went to the house. We had elbows.
Story I'm told.
My guys painted the elbows on the chair. I had white chairs.
Paint them black.
We painted the white elbows brown. Matched the gutters and leaders in the house. I go to my guys. You know, you ruined the chairs.
Wasn't
me. What are you talking? She's lying. Things were always brown. In those days, there was no pictures. I couldn't even take a picture and send the guy. I said, I want to meet you over there. Show the picture, you see a white chair with a leader.
It wasn't me.
Who did this? I have no idea. Didn't do anything. I left it. I should complain. Some customers like to complain.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Anyway,
you always leave the back light bulb out when they come to the car. You see?
All right,
that's just like
a back.
No,
okay. The issue is push light my swoman.
It's better to
have a little bit of ketchup out there. Who was kind of rock old? I thought, that's God bless the water and blameless by Goliath.
Came back with 1,000 miles extra.
Yeah.
There's somebody else in the bottle.
Okay. All right.
The roof was never leaking before.
Elu Mishnah. Elu Asurin the Osrin. Bechalshu. Means wherever they mixed in, Rashi says, "Kol makushnis arush anfilu echel ve'elav loy batal lois loisnis kulam." Yai nesach va'avodet kachavim va'orik lebuvim. That was when we spoke at the beginning of Masechta. It's the used to rip out the heart. The animal was shar niskel ve'egla rufa. The guy dies and they have a they don't know what it is. They measure in the closest city and they chop. They do a chop job. The tzipora metzora, the birds, the sar nozer, the hair, mixing the other hair, all the shetlach are done. Petach amor, if you're not paid it. Ubasa b'cholov, the soya mishtaleach, the chun shish glazora, hayri lasun, the oisim b'choshu. These are all in that category. Tana, Micah Koshev. What's this man number saying? I dovish your minion, Koshev, listening to Amichatikas Avail. It was dovish your minion. So then he should say, even Chatechas Nevela should be including this. Yisura no, if it's just things that are also no, Kachash Lissanam Chavans Pesach, it's also Asabano. Amar Ochia Rabba, Vitam Rizk Navka, Hai Tana, Tarti is late. It's two. Dawish Arminian, Yisura no. So Mela, that's why we figure out these things. So we're listening at Goize Pera, Mirmonia Badon. These are things that are Arlo inclined. The Dovish Arminian Visura Nahu. So I say, oh, totally awesome. It's already a. We already said in the Mishnah, Arlo, climb, I carry, climb, I carry. And Mela, we don't have to repeat ourselves over here. But listen to Kikush Shabbat Bias. What's the background? Sorry. 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 Right, and Mishnah only figures out some things.
What's the thing? Right there. These two. That should mean in Surya,
no? No, the first back.
It is.
What's the first back of all?
What's the common denominator? The one was trying to figure out what's the common denominator between all these.
We'll
is it
a
or is it? Or is it that we should be minion?
Mars is going to need both. And Mars is going to need both. And we have something
that it's either one, we're missing.
What are two about what Isurian means?
No.
What's the reason?
Why do you see Asurian and Isurian means that we should minion and Isurian?
Asurian means that they're Asur even a drop, and Isurian means that they fall into somewhere. They Asur whatever falls into it. Right, and then the question is why we said only these. Like Gemara says, as much as well, then we have other stuff. Other stuff is already included in other missions. Speak to Mario, what about Chavon's Pesach? Listen to Kirk Shabbat, right?
Didn't we say it's only if it's Min Ben Mina? If it's Min Chani Mina?
What did Min Chani Mina?
Yeah, in Nesef, that's nice and calm. It only answers a nice and calm. No.
Yeah, there's only that falls into other stuff.
What's your saying?
Probably about a little coverage, right? So much as listening to Kikushabal Bais, this is a Dovah Shemminyan. It's a Dovah Choshuv. Linyan Cham is a Pesach. Linyan Cham is a Pesach. Man Sham Domele Rebbe Kivi. Who's Rebbe Kiva? Totally awesome. In the Mishnah in Arla, Rebbe Kiva is a Moisev, Kikushabal Bais. He's also Moisev, Kikushabal Bais. By the way, this is the reason why a lot of people very much went underwater on Pesach. Because since it's Asaba No, and it's
no butler.
Because it's Asaba No. And everything that it falls into,
it's
because it's asur b'kol shu. There's no petal. Because it's asur b'kol shu, so it asks asurim v'ayishim. That's why, that's why any water that on Pesach, any water, any reservoir, any water that you drink could be possible that a piece of bread fell in.
Because there's no
petal. Because there's no petal.
That was yesterday.
Just let's say yesterday. Anyway, So Lamaisa, a lot of people on Makbid, Mishnah Brewer brings down that you should buy the water before Shabbos, before Pesach, and keep it in your house because you can bottle it before Pesach. My father only drinks water from Poland Spring. We buy bottled water, and the cooking is done in the house with the bottled water and the drinking. So they say today filters are so minute today what it comes out that it's mamish, not even. Well, some say the people that are mocking
Pesach. Most people don't buy Kirkland spring water.
I'm saying we buy everything before Pesach.
His father has separate.
Yep.
It's halacha, and Mr. Brewer brings it in.
Is it
here?
How
much
for
Pesach? Because you can move on. On Pesach, you can't move on. Anyway, I don't know. Who goes into to Costco on Pesach? You're not even going to the store. They sell chametz there. The lady offers you a kash of anish. You should buy everything before Pesach.
Yeah,
you're
not going to the store.
Why stop? You're making them.
I'm just saying, if you want to be mocked, but not someone.
No, most people do.
No. You only go places that are not chametz full. Anyway, whatever. That's a whole other story. When Maki takes over the shit, he'll rant about it. But, it's a stroll, my father, and by the way, my father went to the metal guy, the Eisenmacher. The guy made Sharm, and he made my father a big vat, metal vat. And the bottom was a little spout. You'd fill it before there was no spring water at the show. You'd fill it. That is kind of. Anyway, it costs money to
make it. What really you should do? What does your father do now?
He's still only using the bottle.
Look, and both of them are still nice, and then you'll know he's going to fall out.
My father's not, but it doesn't make everybody crazy about it. Yeah, he's not, he doesn't, but he himself, you know, there is a hatter because they say that's not Jews. It means today you don't know, but the guy working by the reservoir could be a Jew. But there's a lot of different terms that they
because
no, only it has to be a Yiddish Chametz, yeah. That's what they say. That's the Yiddish comments. No, that a guy. A guy's comments.
The lady give you the kasha party because she's too. Most of in Costco.
That's common problem. Probably, yeah. Okay. Anyway, now that you guys finished making fun of Mr. Shavura, I guess I'll have to find a different safe. All right, Elu. He's a Rebbe for Olive Bays, and he's going to talk about the Mishabura. Can you imagine? Okay, anyway, Hare Elu. Hare Elu. Why don't you take a night also? Hare Elu, Lemude. Hare Elu, Lemude, my. Lemude, don't show a minion. Velavi Surah, I know. No, at all careful. Lemutimai, I can't say grubber luxury with him. He gets all excited. Lemutimai, Lemutim, Davish Arminian. Well, obviously, I know. Inam and Mutim, sure I know. Let Davish Arminian. Okay, Zakhtig Amar. Yainasa Shinafala Bar. You ready? You ready? New Mishnah. Yain Nesach Shnafel Abar. You have the wine that was a Nesach that fell into a pit that is regular wine. Kule Osermano. Everything becomes Osermano because Os is Mash. Shem Gulei Leimer. Yemacher Kulon Leiva Kavim. Chutzna Yain Nesach Shabar. This is that for Shem Gulei that we brought down many times. That you're allowed to sell it except you sell the whole vat to a guy. And the money, let's say the vat's worth, the kosher wine is worth $1,000, the yain nesach was $100, so you can use your $1,100, $1,000 you could keep, the $100 that was the yain nesach that you throw in the garbage. So you made it $1,000, you don't have to lose the whole value of the wine. So Amarav Aloch of Shem Leil. Chavis b'chavis. The aloch is only, and this we spoke this out before, it's only chavis b'chavis. Where you have 10 barrels mixed in, kosher wine, and one barrel of non-kosher wine, then you're allowed to do this. Avalo yayim yayin. If it mixes in mamish, one barrel, like the way the Mishnah sounds, you pour it in, yeah, and that's the bar, then it's over. Then you got a big problem. You got to spill down the drain. Like Shirley Bornstein said a story. Heard that story, Shirley Bornstein, with the cigarette? Great story. Great story. Avalo yayim yayin. You heard the story? Oh, you got to hear this. He said he was by Sham Shah Brokers, a very wealthy guy. He had a 2010, what was the one? Napa Valley 2010, 9-liter bottle. The whole case in one bottle. It's $4,500. It's $4,500. I don't know. I saw a guy said they looked it up online. It was $4,500. Anyway, spends a bottle. The mashkiach in the kitchen, the guy was watching the job, saw one of the staff, a guy, a Jew, open up the bottle, this big bottle, to bring it out. But he also saw the guy smoking on Shabbos. So the guy is Moses Nasach the wine. So he poured the wine down this expensive bottle, and told the guy who Shabbos was letting you know, this is what happened. If you're looking for that bottle, unfortunately, I had to spill it out. I'm there on Maksha here. I can't let you guys drink this wine. So the guy said, I got a problem. He went over to the guy who was smoking. He said, I'm just letting you know. I know what happened. I'm fine with it. I just do one favor back. The next little while, somebody's going to bow with you somehow. I did you a favor. I'm fine with this. Be Michael, that guy. Met the guy 2 years later. And the guy says, I just want to let you know, I was so impressed the way you handled it. That was the last time I was Michal Shabbos, that cigarette. So I met a guy in Shabbos over in the shul. He was there. He said, "We have loved him." The Lamaisa, I met a guy in Shabbos in the shul who very he started shishkinning me because someone spoke to me in Milchus Arayos Hashas.
He shishkinning
back? No, so I didn't say anything, and then I like made a face like. I didn't say it. Like, what are you looking at me? Go talk to the guy. I say, your rips open a Mishnah Berurah. It shows me that the, you know, Goyrim boy on Chazaras Hashatz.
That's an actual Mishnah.
So,
you know, you have two hands.
The Ramah.
You have two hands.
So,
they both have big fingers on them.
So I told him afterwards, I said, first of all, I was trying to tell you that I wasn't shmurzing. So you could go pick it up with the guy. That's the first thing. And second of all, I told him the story. I said, I don't know if it's effective, your mahalach. It might be not so effective. It could be. You have to find out I think the mechab was talking about if a guy would listen. Yeah, you should go with the guy. No, like, you know, you're not supposed to do it. But I don't think this guy who is schmoozing with me could care less what that you shishkid.
Can you give me that guy's seat?
You know who he shishkid, you'd understand. I can't tell you.
Shishkid you?
No, a guy came in and said something to me. Anyway, no, he's also mocking on the seat. No, I'm sure. Halacha kev shen gamliel. Chotzchol, lo yayim yayim. Mishmul amar, fil yayim yayim. Kenom amar, rabba rachana, or yekana, fil yayim yayim. Doesn't matter. Even though, kenom amar, shumar, also no, kenom amar, fil yayim yayim. A lot of rabbis say, kenom amar, nakman, rabba, war, I fil yayim yayim. This is not Mishnah Berurah. This is the rabbi said. Amar nakman.
And you're saying it right.
Halacha lamaisa. Lamaisa, what's halacha lamaisa? Rashi says, what's halacha lamaisa? Lahur is alamaisa. Means that this is like this seems to be this is the way to go. Yain nesach, yain b'yain. Also, if it's real yain nesach, daraisa, you know, the guy really shikshik, you know, did a job. Then it's also chavas b'chavas b'mut. This is real yain nesach. Stam yain, you don't know. So I feel yain b'yain with this. I don't understand this bottle of wine. This guy with the cigarette, you couldn't sell the bottle. It's also b'ano. I'm saying, could you sell it? Could you sell it? For sure, could sell it.
He didn't do anything.
I left it out. There's right. Yeah, but don't spill it out. I don't know if I would spill it out.
What?
He said he hasn't even had dead eyes.
No, the guy has to touch it.
Right. So he said he
the
was
guy in front didn't touch it. It's a very heavy bottle.
He was saying,
I don't know.
He said he thinks that it was really Bornstein himself saying the story about the
animal. Right, since he had titles
on the asking for a friend.
He says, well, Lemaisa. Question, because I'm saying he said Lemaisa, the guy didn't. It's cool, so he stumps.
That was the joke. He would have loved to say that story. But he
didn't.
Yeah.
More than that's really good.
Yeah. What was the next album? The you can learn from it. Yeah, Lemaisa. I even learned on Shabbos from this. Lemaisa, I called Yitzchak Goldberger. I'm still learning. I called Yitzchak Goldberger, my Mechutin. I said, can we get a 9-liter bottle from Seir, maybe? For the Seir Benazikin? I think we should. When I don't know when the Siyum is, but when the Siyum is, maybe a Simchas Sheva, we'll do it together, a big Siyum. So I'm thinking we should get a big bottle like this. So he told me he has one sitting by his desk, a Yarden 2014, 9 liters. So the only time you can open this is if you have 30, 40 guys who are drinking, because it's a full case of wine. So I said, okay, we got it. We have it. So put it aside. We'll bring it to the Siyum, it's a sham, 9 liters. And Baruch Hashem, Chop, Tali will be in its stroll. We don't have to worry about the cigarette.
Happy
Hearts. What's Happy Hearts?
Competition.
Who?
It's not
oh, so then. And somebody else.
Shilo?
Oh, Shilo, right. Shilo bottle. Shilo bottle.
What am I putting?
No, it's this big. It's this wide. Not the, those are only two bottles. Those big bottles are 2 bottles of wine. This is 9 bottles of wine. It's this big.
Is that the one with the ram on
it? It's like a short, fat Mexican, right? You ready? It's 9 liters. It's 9 bottles. He said, no, it's a whole case. A whole case. 12 bottles. 12 bottles. The whole element, but good. And by the way, those wines they age in the bottle because it's big. The bigger the bottle is, it's on. Okay, look at the Mr. Brewer. You know what I mean. You don't have to make me nuts. I know, but bigger bottles. You guys, I have the Israeli flush. You only flush halfway. You can flush after. You know, before you know that there's another flusher there, it doesn't work. You sit there in the bathroom for a half hour until you realize, what's there's another button. Gotcha, 11. You ready?
Once you can hear your names, we haven't heard that story in a long time.
Lisa, I had something that I held myself back because of Ella. I just want to tell you, because of Ella, I held myself back. I had something really good to do that the guy across the street would have chuckled like the chuckle chair. I had yellow tape, the caution tape. I wanted to caution off by the after you left in our town, it's caution off by the shed. But I held myself back. I wasn't even going to tell you that I was going to do it, but then I can't control myself.
Who get an artist on that side will pay me? Sunrise.
Because no, I don't have a better idea.
They're a big thing.
You gotta
yeah.
What do you call those guys who spray underneath the yeah, no, but they write this. There's a certain thing that they always write. Rat.
And next thing,
Gotcha 11. Okay, we're going sour here. Gotcha 11. There's also a good club. So you have a rock, a stone of stone. It's a stone that you press the grapes with. Shazofso, they used to put, for some reason, they put pech on it, the pitch, and then it smelled. So they would smear it with wine. To out smell the smell. Shavsai v'chavim menag for avi tahira. You just wash it off and it's good. V'shal eitz if it's wood, woody. Rebbe having an agav. Got to wash off. Come on, Yiklev. You feel it. Yiklev is up. Sand it down. Vishal Charis. Vishal Charis. Abi Shekilev is a Zephyr, or is Osu? Doesn't help. If it's earthenware. Who? The Gemara is like this. Amarava Dafka Zafso. Only because you just put the pitch on. I'm a darach, but you actually used it like, because when you press with it, it gets the cracks in it and it goes inside. No, cheat the Zafsatana. What are you saying? Give me a guy who could cleanse Kasha. Give me a machi. Amalei the Rav, Zil Bahadei. The Chazi, the Loi Metzavchus Alai B'Midrasha. I want you to go there and make sure that the Psak is a good Psak, because I don't want him to come back and have tainus on me, because basically if you're going to asr something or matr something, if you're going to matr something that's not really mutter, that means it needs to be eerie, you have to call machi with the torch, and the guy uses it without that, then all the wine that he uses with it is going to be treif. So make sure you do the right sock, basically. That it was very shmoof. You can wash up. As he was walking around, he saw this, peel as a whole, right? And he saw, basically it was wine pressed, and now it was used. So, Amar Holoi Sagilo Benigo Velav Kilov. And Amalei Chavivi was his nephew. It was his uncle. Chazi Dloy Mat Metzvach Dalei Bemidrasha. That's exactly what he said. Be careful; you shouldn't get the right psak, so that because otherwise everything you would Rashi Lasoisem Behechshus like Tav says Yenem and Imtz Tzavachem. You get shrying of me. Turn about him. Agat VaMachas. Gat is the press. Vamachatz is, I think you take the wine out of the press and put it into the next stage. Vamishpach is a funnel. Shalav chavim. Rebbe matim and eichum oisur. Why do Rebbe can kind of shalav chavim when it comes to the jugger? Shein asur. Vamavish ben zelzer. What's the difference? Zemachis abekiyum. Zemachis abekiyum. So it's gzeri derabanan. They will cause machis abekiyum. So they're gozer on that. They don't want you to be involved with that. So where's the Dar Shava? Navo Arsachu. That if you use hot water, that's good, and that kasha. Taisa says, Pirish Gilu Hagis Haga Agzisois Agisois Agdoilam. And Kanamaratam, the Irui Kikli Rishon. Irui is Kikli Rishon, and Amarachadai, the Irui Mafa Dayain, Abalu Abigata, but Agat. Akoga, the Iru Kamash. You can't put into a pot, like the rabbi could put the counter into the pot. So Tosis is learning about Tom that all you got to do is pour the hot water on. Now we're not talking about with a rock and all the stuff that we have today. He's taking, you heat up hot water and you pour it on. That's enough. That's what it seems from here. So the only reason Rabbi says on Pesach is not enough because you got the grub of Lakshin on the counter. The Lakshin is Kepolta Kach, what's the Lakshin? Kepolta Kach Polta. And no. So it's only a problem if you have the lakshan on the counter. If you know that you're not lakshan over here, you have a vat. How are you kashering it? Your reclusion is good enough. So the rabbi holds on the counter, it's not good enough because on counter there's a possibility you have a grub of lakshan. If your lakshan spilled, how lakshan? Kaboyle kach polter. Gedena kach polter. Yeah, you got it.
He doesn't even know what
he's saying. Rava, he had a Meshade Gulfi Larpanya. When he would send his jug to Harpanya, not Kerpanya, Harpanya, Sakhav Luhu Apumayu, the Chasim Luhu, he would turn it over, the Chasim Luhu, empty jugs, yeah. He would send them to get filled, I guess, for his wine, the Chasim Luhu Abritzayu, and he would do a double seer, Rashi, Chasim Luhu Chasim. Because the Siyad Rabbanan was geizer on jugs more than everything else, so he was nervous that a guy would possibly use it. So he made two simanim that when you get it, you know that it's good. Like you get a meat board in the mail, has to have two simanim on it, double seal. Make sure the guy didn't, you know, taste it on the way. The lesson from that story is.
It's good enough though that we should all take a lesson from it. I'm joking. He actually was actually very there. No, he didn't make a little joke, but he was saying what an amazing story.
No, this is a roundabout.
He said it over because he was being a pharisist. He wasn't saying the story to make Chayzik.
No, he has one son. No, he only has one son. One son at the moment.
So at least one.
One son, yeah. The daughter-in-law works, the daughter-in-law's father owns the business that they smell the houses up. You know, they put Frankenstein's in the center. Yeah, so his daughter, owns that business. So she works for her father. So Mrs. Bornstein called up the day of the L'chaim, said like, you have to send someone down here. I have a big event tonight.
You knew about it?
Well, she was getting engaged that day. I'm saying, but I guess she didn't know that she runs that part of the business. But they called up the office and said like, I need to put a good smell. I have to not have a L'chaim. I'll put the smell that I need.
Oh,
his.
What's
the Vanova? He's the Vanova. I don't know.
In the van, right?
Yeah.
At that present,
okay. Okay, Gimel. The Beis Ben Meshulam Aimer. Oh, surely. Beis Meshulam Aimer. A Shoychet is Abishulam. Beis Ben Makam the Kupitz. Mekan Mekam. A Torah Shasei. Avad Shlo Yizenim Mekan. Okay, a Torah Shasei. We rest on Makam Amol.
You didn't
look at
your mail this weekend.
You let it pull out the heel, even though. So before you leave, make sure you go over, give the kid a bracha, you know, whatever. Kind of go talk on my stuff.
Thank you.
The person that I'm pushing already sent the present.
You send the thank you?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Chances are it's not.
There's no chances there it is.
Yeah?
I'm
going to send another. You're
going to the Shabbos? Well, the myth what? Well, this Shabbos is the Bar Mitzvah?
Okay. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Also, Gabel Tit beyond them. I feel like they're in Yud. You're not allowed to mix it up. Okay. In the Torah, list as a Tana, Shemak Minim Tel Shabbos, Yud Beis. Okay, I'm talking to listeners at Tanish on Tina by the Tzok Shabbat. So you can't let she yachin like tit me gul marionta. You need to close the oven. They used to put to seal it properly. They would have like a tit, like a cement. You have to do before you yonta. I'm like a rabbi man. Okay, also I'm getting your feet by yonta. Dip your hands over. Nothing is only to talk. See that I have. Oh yeah, I rap. It's the move. The light tika. Do without. Yes, I said marach. Do the Tzok on that. Something I'll do. I fish in base. You have chickens in your house. I've got to. I'm lucky. You have chickens in your backyard. Like. Yisrael, on Yom Tov, he runs to Gruskin's house, grabs a chicken, boom. Byron shuts it. They already know the house. So they come at night to the house. They come back. These are domesticated chickens. New chickens, newcomers. So you go also inside them. Feel like a chila. I feel chain base. I fly. I change them with the lock. I fly low. Change them with the lock. We're calling yesterday. So she yivaru meriyot of ezu, ezu, ezu. She writes the lishkad yakov. Shama ze yitel yimtze kalkish mitzvah she tilkul shaltar. Over she ain't a chila. El lebeitzem emoktzah.